This is a HeadGum Podcast.
When you stand up pee, do you ever like a little fart comes out and you're like, whoops?
No.
What?
What?
Okay, you're just full of shit.
Yeah. What?
You're lying about poop
no.
culture.
Dude, every dude I've seen pee farts when he pees.
Really?
Why are you
all the time?
Hi.
It's like they're usually squeakers. You can hear them. Like, yeah.
Genuinely, no.
I don't believe you.
I don't know what to, I feel like if I feel like I'm going to fart when I'm peeing, I would sit down before
I start.
No,
you're not
going
to stop midstream.
But I'm saying like,
you're
like,
oh,
I feel the
fart
coming on way before.
Yeah.
Should we start?
Yeah.
It's time for Punch Up the Jam.
Punch
Up the Jam.
Hey.
Punch Up the Jam.
Punch
Up the Jam.
Hello and welcome back to another
episode
of Punch Up the Jam. Wheel of Fortune. I just felt myself saying it in that cadence. Hi, I'm Demi.
I'm Miel.
So that's all.
Goodbye.
Well, thanks for listening, everybody. No, we got ourselves a special guest.
Do we?
I think so.
Who do I smell?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, let's smell him on down.
Uh-oh. You know her from Vice.
Yep. You know her from Glamour.
She's a writer. She's our friend.
She is.
What's
Please
her
welcome
name?
Jill Getaway.
Hi. Wow, I feel like I should like tear my shirt off to
right?
this intro.
You can.
I felt like I was like, I don't know, I imagined myself walking into an arena wearing a cape.
Yes, it's like a wrestling
thing. That's yeah. how we like to welcome our guests.
There's like half the stadium's booing you and you're just
yeah.
eating it up.
Yeah.
You might pile drive
I
us, I don't
you.
Know.
Oh, crap.
I just like-
Crap!
Crud.
Please watch your language, this is a family show.
Ooh, should
don't
we try?
Crap.
What the heck?
No, I already, our intro is talking about whether or not we fart when we Jill, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah.
I'm really like, I'm having sound envy of all the buttons that you're pushing already. The intro is really good. Did you make that, Mia?
Demi made that.
No way.
Yeah, it started.
You both
it's...
have these talents.
Yeah. No, Demi's. Jeez. I think Demi at this point has eclipsed me.
Calling them talents is fun. I say
that,
curse.
It was really good.
Oh, thank you.
It started because you can call me Al. You know the Paul Simon song.
No.
Sounds a lot like you can call me El.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so Demi just played it as our theme song for our first episode.
And because like, it's a good, it has a good song, like it's a good intro song.
I'm still not totally sure that it's legal. Like we may get sued.
Yeah,
no,
right.
It's legal.
It's worth it though.
It's, yeah.
Parody?
Yes, that's the law we're leaning on.
See, look, we can tell you're a writer. So if you're just joining us, what do we do here?
Well, what we do is we take a song. So far, it's songs that we're trying to make it songs people know.
Yeah.
And we discuss them. We tear them apart. We talk about why we like them, talk about why we don't like them, and then at the end of every episode, we premiere a punch-up that one of us has made
yeah.
as sort of like a quote-unquote fix to
oh,
the
yeah.
song.
Oh, yeah. This week, I definitely fixed it.
Oh, did you?
I feel confident that this is as good as this shitty, shitty song. If you don't know the song, you do know the song.
If you have, if you
yeah.
don't know this song, I am envious and surprised, but it is, it was... Like, I feel like late 90s, early 2000s, it was
2000.
Everywhere. Yeah.
Yeah.
It seems like a song that I can just hear being on a commercial for, like, the CW or something.
Mm.
Or
it's
WB.
Not a song
WB.
You'd recognize yeah. by artist or name.
When you sent it to me, I was like, I don't know this song. I can't do this episode. And
yeah.
then I played it, and I was like, oh.
Oh, I do know this song. Yeah. This is a story of a girl. Yeah, so it came out in 2000. The band is 9 Days, and if you didn't guess it already,
who?
They are a one-hit wonder.
Yeah, literally, who?
No, no one knows who this band is.
Their fame lasted for 9 days.
Hey, oh, there you go.
Yeah.
A little self-fulfilling prophecy there.
Oh, yeah.
Super sad.
Should have named themselves 14 years.
I think you could just hit it.
Oh, should I?
Yeah, just hit us with it.
All right, first section.
This is...
I clipped that part alone because
yeah, you need. I was like, I hope we listen to that those two words.
This
100
is.
Times.
It feels like the like it's been that's
yeah.
sort of just like
well,
very quick.
I have a theory about songs from the like early 2000s that they all come in so hot like that. Like also, I think that's why people love. I mean, hate love, but love All Star so much
mm-hmm.
is it just comes in so hot. It's like somebody.
Yeah, you got it. It's like
you, so it's like this is.
You
it's
really just
so
have
bad.
Two syllables to like hook someone.
Yeah.
It was like everyone had ADD, but they weren't medicated yet.
Mm.
That
yeah.
was like the early 2000s music-wise.
Ooh, another one is, well, it's not the same era, but like What's New Pussycat? She's like, What's New Pussycat? Like, I think about that all the time.
Yeah, it is kind of like this song specifically that this is. It definitely feels like One Week to me by Bare Naked Ladies.
There's also a Green Day song. I can't remember what it is.
Do you have the...
That's it. Oh, yeah, it is? Yeah. Do you have the... Basket Case. It just comes in so hot.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that song. I almost chose that as my Punchable 2 weeks ago.
Really?
I would have roasted you for that for a solid minute.
Oh, maybe I'll do it today. We'll find
and
out.
I will. We'll see how long I can roast you for. This is...
It's all right. Acapella completely, isn't it?
Yeah. All right, the next part is... The story of a girl who cried a
river and drowned the whole world. Is that like a Greek mythology? Like, I don't remember that one.
No, yeah, that was the second chapter of the Iliad. It seems like a sort of metaphor that you think is going to come back into play, and it really doesn't.
Yeah, like maybe she's on an island now because she's drowned everyone else.
That's a much more interesting story than what they're setting up here.
Maybe this is like the like backstory to Waterworld.
Ooh. Wow. It kind of just sounds like, I don't know, 8-year-old boy like wrote his first song. And he's like, this is a story about a girl who cried a river and drowned the whole world. Yeah. His mom's like, very good.
That one's lovely, Tanner.
Great metaphor.
I also appreciate that they used virtually the only rhyme for girl.
Yes.
Like, find me a song where they rhyme girl with something and it's not world.
I mean, there will. I'm sure people will tweet some at you. She was the star of My Name is Earl.
Oh, boy.
She liked nuts. She was a squirrel.
Yeah. We've found a million of these now.
You're right. You know what? And they're all unpunchable.
All of these are equally as good as the one that they chose. And while she looks so sad in photographs, I absolutely love her. Oh, that's so sweet. When she's... Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, oh, wow, you're a real hero for loving her, even though she looks sad in pictures.
Also, who's taking him? She drowned everybody, right?
Oh, fair.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Yeah.
So he just told us something and immediately was like, nah, I was just a metaphor.
Yeah, I was just kidding.
She's just, what I'm trying to say is she's just sad. She cries a lot.
But so here's a question. Like, let's just get into like problematic, right? Like right off the bat.
Right off the bat.
Like, so this guy only likes her when she's smiling?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's it. I love the pause too. It's just kind of like, I absolutely love her.
Yeah, because I was like, what?
When she smiles.
It's so conditional.
Yes.
He's like, listen, this is about a girl who's like super sad all the time. And like, she just looks fucking ugly in every picture.
It is insane.
But honestly, I love her. When she smiles, though. Yeah.
When she smiles, she looks like hot.
Yeah.
But when she's not, it's like, nah.
Right, dude. I mean, she could definitely like whiten her teeth a little bit, but otherwise, like, it's better than
the song, like, obviously existed before Instagram, where everyone's just like, I'm sad, I want to die.
I know, it's so cool now. So, like, immediately, I'm like, is this just the fucking Smile More anthem? Like, yes! What is this? So, the actual backstory, which will inform nothing moving forward in this song, because this song doesn't make a lick of fucking sense.
It really does not. Even the very next line, I'm just like, what? Go back.
I'm dying to hear the next line.
Continue, though.
So the guy, John Hampson, of 9 Days, of course, as we all know.
Sure.
He said, it's actually kind of funny. We were doing a show on Long Island. It was an outdoor show, and there was a big deck that we were playing on, and we got there really early for soundcheck. Also, the big deck thing... not important to know.
He just wants to be like, so we were playing on like a very big stage. We were so successful.
And he goes, I was there with my girlfriend, and as typical, we were annoying each other.
Classic.
By the way,
relationship.
This is the girl he is now married to and has been since.
Oh damn. God.
So it was very odd.
She must be smiling a lot for him to stick with it.
He goes, she's just aggravating me. So she walked away and started talking to somebody on the side of the club. So I'm just sitting there and I was literally thinking,
wait, is
to
it
myself,
a club or a deck?
Yo, he's already changed his story.
It's a deck on the club.
Okay,
because
I was
like.
Picturing like a porch, like a wooden deck.
Yeah. Like a South by Southwest show or something. I was literally thinking to myself, man, she's driving me nuts. She totally drives me crazy. But as I was thinking this, I was watching her, just looking at her, and she was having a conversation with someone and just started laughing. And I swear, I thought to myself, you know, she totally drives me crazy, but I absolutely love her when she's happy, when she's smiling.
Oh my God.
I don't know what happened, but it just came out of my head. I started singing that chorus and I kind of picked up the guitar and the song kind of wrote itself. Pretty much 10 minutes later, it was done. It's just one of those things.
Oh God. 10 minutes later.
Back to what I said about an 8-year-old boy writing his first song. We know you wrote this in 10 minutes.
Oh, definitely wrote this in 10 minutes.
Song kind of wrote itself.
The thing is also like the idea of I love her when she's happy is so much different than I love her when she smiles.
Right.
And it's still, it's like not
better. Like, it's not less problematic, but it is still such a weird line to be like, she drives me crazy, but when she smiles, it's nice. Or, like, to say she drives me crazy, but when she's happy, it's good. That's one thing.
But, like, I looked up the backstory, and the fight they were having was because a few months into their relationship, she basically was like, listen, I'm not trying to fuck around. Like, I want to get married. So,
and he's just like, if you're not,
essentially,
ugh,
yes,
women.
He was just like, I don't want to, but also I don't want to dump you yet. So obviously eventually he came around. As I said, they're married now.
Because she started smiling more.
Well, but that's the thing. He said that he just watched her smile. Nothing changed in their argument.
It's like, he was like, it sucks because she's like a whole person and she has like feelings. But like when she smiles, like my dick is so happy. It sucks because she's like a girl and she does girl shit, but when she smiles, I'm like, nice.
I'm like, yo, I would fuck that.
I also love that he saw her having a conversation with someone else.
Yeah.
And it's just like, she seems very happy with that someone else. I love that.
Yeah, like, or even just that, like, I don't even know if you can read into that much. I think it was literally just like, but she's really fucking hot when she smiles.
Yes.
Because, like, it wasn't like the idea that she's like nagging me to get married went away. He just literally was like, oh, man. God, she's so fucking smoking. Like,
I gotta lock this down. She's fucking hot.
Yeah, right? And then also that he then like writes this song that like, is it complimentary?
No, it's insulting in a lot of ways.
Yes, right? Like, yeah. She looks so sad. Like, if my boyfriend was like, you always look so sad in pictures, I would be like, yo, fuck you.
That's not nice.
Yeah, it's really mean. Yeah. Like, everyone's insecure about how they look in photographs. Yeah. You know? And like, yeah, maybe I cry all the time. Like, I have clinical depression. Don't fucking write a song about it. That's my business.
And like, is she depressed? Is she like manic depressive? Or is she just a person with a range of emotions?
Yes.
Like, either way, she's just feeling things and he's like, oh, it's disgusting.
See, I was really hoping to find that backstory.
Yeah.
What if it's like, oh, her grandfather just died and he's been like complaining that she's so sad all the time, but the one time that he, like, she decides to smile, he's like, nah, yeah, this is what I stay for.
I will say, it may sound like we're jumping the gun by just, like, tearing it apart at the first line.
Nope.
But first of all, first line needs to be torn apart. And second of all, if you think that we're on the wrong path here, wait till we get to another line in the song that just 100% confirms what we're thinking.
Not to mention, this is the chorus of the song. Oh, so it's like a it's not like, they said this and then went on. It's like, this is the thesis of the entire piece.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Wait, what was that second part?
She woke up with hope, but she only found tears.
Wow, so she's clinically depressed.
Wait, are we just going to breeze past? He just first line.
How many days in a year?
He's like, why is she cry all the time? How many days are in the year?
I have a list of questions, and I'm going to put them in between my thoughts. It really does feel like he had the part about, like, woke up with hope, but only found tears. I was like, that's great. I got to find a rhyme for that.
Year.
Fuck, what about year? How many days in a year? Let's go. I got 10 minutes to do this.
Or is it like, if we really tried to read into it, assuming he didn't just write that as some jack-off line, maybe he's saying that, like, she woke up with hope and only found tears. How many days in this year? Yeah. Huh?
How many days until probably we giving both
him,
die?
Yeah, I'm probably giving him way too much credit. I'm trying to play devil's advocate.
I feel like we have to try and play devil's advocate for some of these songs just to even get what they were going for.
Right.
Yeah.
I like Demi's theory. I think that he, like, has a list of questions. He just tried to, like, sneak them in. Mm-hmm. Like, later, like, right after, like, the bridge, it's just going to be like, do girls poop? And they're like, wait, whoa, go back.
How many pints in a quart? What is this tallest statue in the United States?
It must be so weird to get famous for a song like this, too, when you're, like, 40. I mean, he wasn't 40 when this is written, but now being, like, 40, 50 and being like, this is what people know me for.
Yeah.
Because this really feels like an 8-year-old
people
boy.
People don't know him for anything. I want to say that. Like, if you saw this guy at a party and you talked to him for 3 hours, I'm sure it would never come up that you're like, oh, you're that guy from 9 Days, a band I've never heard of that did this song that I've never heard of.
Nah,
but unless you started going, this is,
oh, you're that guy. Can I get a picture? And then you see he only has, like, 1,000 Instagram followers and you're like, oh, never mind.
He's like, you look so sad, let's take another.
Turn it on him. If anyone ever sees him in a bar, please tell him he looks sad and funny.
If anyone ever sees him in a bar and recognizes him, I'm impressed.
Yeah, I think he probably just looks like some generic white man. Like,
yeah, he does.
I hope he listens to this podcast and we just has to turn around and be like, oh.
Yeah,
man.
I don't usually like just ragging on stuff, but like,
I love it.
This actually makes me angry because at the time, like, I heard this when I was like 13. And I kind of was like, yeah, fuck sad girls. Like, a little bit. You know? Because you're so impressionable.
Yes.
And now I'm angry that I ever thought that. Because I'm like, wait, what the fuck, man? Oh, I'm allowed to cry?
Yeah, like, girls our age, like, I mean, obviously we're raised to be like, we have to smile or people won't think we're pretty.
Yeah.
So, like, thanks for reinforcing that, douche.
I know. Like, how many times someone at the airport's been like, hey, why aren't you smiling?
Because I'm at the fucking airport.
Yeah, because I'm just listening to a podcast waiting to get on a plane. Get off my dick.
Airport's the second happiest place on earth. I'm on their side. I'm kidding. Don't. And I can be so insincere. Making a promise is never for real. This is like the only self-effacing line in the entire song.
I can be so insincere, making promises never for real.
Making her promises never for real. Well, the phrasing of that second part is very weird, because I think it's supposed to be him saying, like, he makes her promises, but they are never for real.
Yeah, like he doesn't keep them.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're a dick.
Yes.
And I can be so insincere.
About the promises.
So he's saying he makes her cry.
This is the only time in the song that he's like, it's my fault.
Yeah.
But I love it when she smiles.
Which then makes sense with the backstory of she really wants to get engaged and he won't propose to her.
Yeah.
So he's just being like,
oh, yeah, we're going to get married.
Yeah. I'm going to share it tomorrow. No problem. And then she just keeps crying because she feels so worthless and devalued. So that's like a pretty cool thing to write a song about.
I wish I could put myself in the mindset of what it was like to hear this song like when it came out, which was 2000.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I have to imagine that I wasn't nearly as conscious of the things I was listening to, and just I want to know what I felt when I heard this song in that time.
We're probably like, oh, this shit rips.
This didn't feel weird at all when it came out. No. It just sounded like...
What year was this?
2000. It just sounded like Knock Off, Third Eye Blind, Goo Goo Dolls,
yeah,
Bare Naked Ladies. It was very, like, tame.
Yes.
Felt very much like with what everyone else was doing.
Would you call this alternative rock?
It's a power pop anthem.
No, it's not.
I don't know if they get to self-describe it as an anthem.
Yeah, based on just hearing that term for the first time, no, it's not.
No, it is not.
But I mean, you do sing along.
No, I don't.
The story of a girl. Come on. If you went to any place where someone aged 25 to 30 was hanging out and you started singing that, 30 people would sing along with you.
Yeah, but that would be an insufferable time. As long as you stand there waiting, wearing the holes in the soles of the shoes, how many
days disappear? When you look in the mirror, it's a hat. What?
Okay, lots to unpack.
As long as she stands there waiting, wearing the holes in the soles of her shoes, how many days disappear when you look in the mirror, so how do you choose?
Choose what?
If you want to marry her or not? Is that what
I genuinely am not sure.
I want to talk about the holes in the soles of her shoes.
As long as she stands there waiting.
Is she also, like, your housekeeper? What the fuck does that mean?
The funny thing is, like, I feel like I can understand a little bit more of it with the backstory you've given, but that backstory is not explicit in this song, of, like, the marriage thing.
No.
Because if she's waiting for marriage, I can get that it's like, yeah, she's wearing a hole in the soles of her shoes, just standing there for so long. But that's not in the song.
No.
It's also, like, such a bummer that this situation happened. Like, this makes me sad as an empathetic person. But then even sadder that he then blasted it to the whole world.
Like, without providing the backstory to explain why she's doing any of it. Because
he makes it sound like she's kind of desperate. He's never, I mean, other than the one throwaway line of like, I can be so insincere. The premise isn't I'm a dick who's making this great girl wait for me. The premise is she cries all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, she's a baby. I'm not a dick. She's a baby.
What a weird way to frame this.
But isn't that like how everyone, I mean, like, also specific to men, but like how everyone would frame some sort of like breakup or any sort of like relationship incident? You're just like, yeah, I don't know. She was just like being a bitch. And you're like, what did you do though?
Yeah, totally.
I wonder if because of the time that this came out, like, she didn't see it as a slight against her and just was like, you wrote a song about me and you wrote a song about how my smile makes you happy. Great. Let's move on.
And also told the whole world that I, like, begged you to marry me for so long.
Which is why she had to drown the whole world.
Maybe she's just, like, one of those, like, band, like, groupie types who's just, like, wanted to date a guy in a band. And she was like, oh, my God, I'm his muse. Like, he is writing music about me. This rocks. Even though it's, like, deeply insulting.
Oh, I hope not.
It did not go very far.
I also just want to reiterate that I think we're giving him too much credit in the songwriting process that, like, are any of these actually metaphors for what happened?
I think it's all just true. Except for the how many days in a year. She probably literally had holes in her shoes. Like, I don't think he really put a lot of
Like, I don't think that's a metaphor. I think she, like, had a really old pair of shoes and he was like, babe, you gotta get rid of these. These are so disgusting. And she's like, these are my shoes. These are my fucking shoes.
The next line does support that theory that she just didn't, like, her clothes are not great.
Oh, wait, will you play it?
Yes, I will. Your clothes never wear as well the next day and your hair never
What does any of that mean?
I wonder if it's supposed to read as these are things she says about herself.
Huh. But you never run out of things to say?
Yeah, no, that's definitely
rude.
Like,
that's him.
Even if it's
that.
Even if it's like genuinely she is always complaining about herself, that's still a shitty thing to say. Like, you always have complaints about it. It's like, yeah, that's
even if like someone's like, oh, y'all never runs out of things to say, I'd be like, are you mad at me?
Are you mad at me?
Like, there's no way for that to be positive,
yeah,
right?
No. She's just like this like chatty Kathy.
Like, what? And like her clothes look like shit and her hair looks like shit. She's got these hole ridden shoes.
Yeah. Who will marry her if not me?
It's so mean.
It's so mean.
I really hope that he was like, hey, I'm so sorry I wrote that asshole song. Let's just get rich off of it.
I hope that this woman dumps him for a woman.
This is the story of a girl. When she smiles.
It's a banger of a chorus if it weren't for those damn lyrics.
That harmony is pretty tight.
It is.
This is.
Yeah, I love how they're like, this time we're adding something.
Sonically, it feels really good.
It does.
I hate that.
I do too.
It makes me angry.
You
I'm
know
like
what?
Aggrieved by this like beautiful musical production.
You know what's a great part of this song?
Huh.
This is.
It's true.
This is.
This is.
Is it, are you actually saying that that part is beautiful, or that
no,
this
I,
part referring to verbally is
the
beautiful?
The part that we were talking about just now is good.
Oh, so you come up with a new.
Oh, you're
troll.
Saying you know what's
it's not
good.
A troll.
This is.
Yeah. Yes.
He was talking through the song.
Yeah.
Sure was.
I see.
As a matter of fact, I think that no, never mind.
I think it was better when we explained it.
I do too.
I agree. Like all of my jokes.
I feel like I know what he looks like just from listening to it.
Oh God.
You
I feel
know?
Like he has, like, his pecs are a little too big.
Yeah, and he has those spongy nipples that you're very
spongy.
Visible through the shirt. I don't know why. I mean,
that,
I
like,
have them, too, but, like, for some reason it grosses me out on men. I don't know.
Oh, it grosses... No, women are allowed to have that. Men, it's just, like, hide your nipples.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Well, it's because you don't have them. Demi has tight little tiny nipples. They're really good.
Aww.
You have really good nipples.
I don't like this at all. This entire conversation.
We can just move on. That's
you know
fine.
What my least favorite part of this conversation was? What?
This is
or this. Yep. What my least favorite part of the conversation? Never mind.
It's you're. You know what? If you keep trying to make it work,
I
it's
think the
gonna...
third time I try that gag, it's gonna kill.
It's gonna, yeah.
How many lovers we stay just to put up with this every day and all day?
I can't. That's the line I was.
Wait,
talking
what is
about.
It? How many what
lovers would stay?
Just to put up with this every day and all day. Is that talking about her or him?
Yeah.
Based on coming right after the chorus, I gotta think it's about her.
Like, he's saying...
Did she cry to a river and drown the whole world and she looks so sad? How many lovers would stay?
So also
after
he's
putting
like,
up with the crying.
On right. top of all of this, he's like, she's pathetic to stay with me who treats her like garbage. Is that what he's saying?
I think he's framing it as like, you know, most people would not put up with this, but me.
Yeah, I think I think Demi's right. I mean, I think your take is actually more generous to him, to be
yeah.
fair. Because at least he's being a little self-effacing. But I think Demi's trying to be like, yo, she's like always just staring at me. She doesn't look that good. She talks all the time.
Her
she
hair
cries
never
so
falls
much.
Quite the same way.
It's just because I like her smile that I've stayed. Like, this guy really wants to be a hero for
yeah.
doing the fucking bare minimum.
Bare minimum
for
of
just
like dating.
Choosing to stay in a relationship.
This is not the
credit.
There's I feel like the minimum is higher than this.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry to say.
I just want to know, like, what do you like about this girl besides her smile? Like, what do you why
like
are you dating
that
this
she
person?
Smiles,
that
and that
she does
she
have
ratty ass shoes.
Good jeans, perhaps.
He's just like tearing her apart in
oh,
all
yeah.
of these like really.
I love a love song that's more of a roast than a love song.
This kind of is a rose.
This bitch.
It's like an indirect rose.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel nice.
No.
The more that we talk about this, the more I'm like so upset, and I'm
yeah.
like, this isn't a love song. This isn't like the story of a girl.
No. This is just an opportunity to rag on someone that you think sucks clearly,
yeah.
but
yeah.
that has a good smile, I guess.
Until
yeah.
we decided to do this song, I also didn't even think of it as like a song about someone, like a song that someone is singing about their partner. Like, I think growing up, I genuinely was like, story of a girl. Okay, so it's just like a child, a girl
yeah.
that he knows mm-hmm. or something.
Yeah, you just insert this other girl.
Yes.
Which I actually think is a better narrative.
Yes.
I don't know why he's so many times, so publicly been like, well, here's the backstory. don't tell us that.
Yeah.
Why did you tell us that?
Honestly, like, there's a way to frame this that if this was, like, some stranger that, like, he saw at the bus stop every day. And yeah. He was like, wow, this girl seems so sad. Like, I really wish I could, like, do something or help her. And he's, like, falling in love with this stranger who's sad. But he's not. He's like, this bitch is dating me. Yes. And I hate her because she's so fucking sad and it's so annoying.
Yes. I have to put up with this shit every day and all day?
Yeah, because otherwise it could just be, like, some beautiful vignette about, like, his imagined life of some woman he doesn't know who looks really sad.
Not to mention, if he's putting up with this every day and all day, like, I would start to think, is it me? How do we wind up this way? Watching the mouse for the words that we say. That's what you do always.
Yeah, you should be watching your mouth
for the words that you say.
Yeah.
So is he a lip reader?
I think he's saying, like, how do we wind up this way? Just having to think about what we say before we say it.
That is, like, so hard. This has all been so taxing for me.
Yeah, I don't understand.
I hate to say it, but, like, I know so many bros that genuinely think this way.
Oh, for sure.
Like, this is not an uncommon, like, oh, why do I have to, like, walk on eggshells around you?
Why can't I call you a bitch if you're being a bitch?
Yeah.
It's the entire thesis behind the idea of, like, things are too PC nowadays. Now I have to watch what I say. It's like, you always should have been watching what you were saying.
Yeah, isn't that just general empathy towards your fellow humans?
Yes. I think we all know this by now, that, like, whoever is saying those things it was saying bad things.
They're
now I have to think women and black people are people? This sucks.
Like, I want to hear some recordings that have been made of your voice.
Yeah.
That's the problem with a song like this is... It often ends up kind of becoming this bigger conversation that's, like, not the most entertaining. Like,
yeah.
It is, like, things that need to be said, but it's not really funny.
Yeah, it's just us going, like, man, I hate when people do this. And it's like,
We're like, aren't relationships hard?
But what I will say is that I assumed that the PC police would be all over this. Like, this is such an obviously problematic tune.
But I feel like with a lot of songs from this era, you sort of, by the time that we as a nation have decided to be more conscious about the things that we make, we have forgotten, like, the old slate. And then it's like, every so often they'll pop back up and then we go, oh yeah, but...
Well, that's what we're here for, baby!
Yep.
Like when I reviewed Entourage for Vice.
That was masochistic.
I talked to Miel for a long time about that, and I still bring it up a lot.
Well, you're in good hands because I have seen all of Entourage.
I've only seen one episode, and it was episode 69 on purpose.
Stop.
Is that for a gag?
No, it was for the April Fool's episode of Gilmore Guys. We covered Entourage.
Okay, see, I was like, did you just do this as a bit for yourself?
Yeah, like I just sat there for just like 30 minutes. Like,
although, to be honest, when I was watching it, I knew it wasn't good, but I also enjoyed it. So I don't know what that says about me.
Same. I mean, I watched the pilot for a job, and then I watched 3 seasons straight. And I was like, it was literally masochism. Like, I was like, this sucks. I hate this so much. But also, like, drama's so funny.
I know!
It sucks so much, but, like, fuck.
I fully believe that you can enjoy entertainment that should be considered morally bankrupt. But you also have to acknowledge that it is morally bankrupt.
Like, I felt good that, like, as, like, a person who writes, like, feminist takes on pop culture could watch it and be like, oh, this is entertaining and, like, these are objectively good characters, but knowing that it's bad.
Right.
As opposed to, like, a man who could watch that and be like, this show rocks! And, like, not knowing why it doesn't rock.
Well, that's the duality of it. It's like, you know, anyone can watch it and get whatever message out of it they want.
I mean, it's so fucked up because I used to watch it in high school with my, like, all these, like, guys who were like, this show rocks. And I was like, do you know how many horrible ideas about women this instilled in me?
Oh, yeah.
And prevented me from, like, coming out for, like, 10 years.
It's just a mashup. Play the next clip of the song.
You got it. This is...
Why do we keep doing this?
So funny.
Because you let me control the music. As long as we stand here waiting, wearing the clothes of the souls that we choose.
How do we get there today? When we're walking too far for the price of a shoe.
Hang on.
As long as we stand here waiting, wearing the clothes or the souls that we choose.
Can we hear it again?
Yeah. As long as we stand here waiting, wearing the clothes of the souls that we choose.
How do we get there today? When we're walking too far for the price of a shoe. Walking too far for the price of the shoes?
This feels like he really thought he had nailed the perfect metaphor and then just threw it in and none of his bandmates were like...
This is just words.
Yeah.
He also sticking to the same rhyme scheme as the previous pre-chorus, which
but
was
changing, like
two minutes ago. He doesn't need to do that. He could have just come up with a different rhyme scheme here. No one would have fact checked that. That's fine, man.
But like he changes some of the parts. So like the last part kind of made sense. Yeah. Now it's like wearing the clothes or the souls that we choose. Like he's changing the term. Or, like he's using a homonym for souls. And then is also just trying to, I don't understand what's
going
on.
So we buy clothes. We choose our clothes. And then we have to walk really far.
When we're walking too far for the price of the shoes.
You know what though? Fuck. Why is this about like how much your shoes cost? Like you keep bringing that up.
Yeah.
And I'm just
What's this guy's deal with shoes?
Foot fetish?
Yeah.
This is the second time I've suggested that on this podcast.
You love to suggest that people have a foot fetish.
Yeah, maybe because like her feet are obviously dirty because she won't buy new shoes. So like this sucks.
Maybe it's all like a very strange metaphor to say that like we're having to walk a long way here in this relationship, doing a lot of legwork. Yeah. And our shoes are getting worn down. We're doing so much. Mm-hmm. But he skipped the first part. So he's only telling us the second part?
Right, yeah.
It's like walking too far, I presume, is just like having to do too much work. And then for the price of the shoes is like for the outcome.
The relationship's not good enough to justify how much fighting we're doing?
I guess.
But then my wife.
But then she smiles.
But then she smiles and my dick will get a little tingly. I like it.
I get tingly dick.
I don't know. I don't know what the fuck to say about this. This feels like he threw darts at a wall and it hit random metaphors. Yeah. He was like, yep, that's the only ones I'm doing.
Soul/soul, shoe, clothes, price, smile. Yeah.
Also consider he wrote this in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, he probably, like, this is the part he just skipped over and was like, well, that sounds fucking good. Like,
that's the thing. Like, I have a mixed feelings on, like, because as a consumer, when I hear a song, I expect that it's something that you wrote for the sake of me hearing it.
Yeah.
Like, I assume I'm supposed to listen to it with the same amount of intent you wrote it with.
Yes. Yeah.
But then you get a song like this and you're like, you didn't mean shit when you wrote this.
No.
This was just sounds, which is also music.
And you forgot the important parts of the story that we need to know. For any of it to make sense, but also for like without even knowing that a lot of it does not make sense.
Oh yeah.
It's kind of like the opposite of the principle of like show don't tell, where he just like kind of didn't let us know what was going on at all.
Yeah.
And was just telling him, like he was just like saying how he feels about this thing that we don't know what he's talking about.
Right.
But so now that we have the added context of the interview where he says it's about his marriage.
Many interviews.
Yeah.
He likes to drift this as a little fun fact.
Right.
It gets
so
worse.
So, fun fact, I have been gaslighting my wife since we were dating, and now we're married.
And she hates me. This is the story of a girl. Cry a river and drown the whole world. And while she looks so sad and lonely there, I absolutely love her. Just like when she's
okay. Wait, I'm
what
gonna stop.
The fuck is happening with that guitar?
It gets into like a Zydeco riff, and that's the part that I love. Even though like the next like 30 seconds of this are instrumental, we have to listen to.
Okay,
it.
Yeah,
because it almost switches genres.
Okay, when she smiles.
And then it's just a guitar solo for a while.
I'm so upset by how bad the first half of that guitar solo was.
Yeah.
That literally was like, I'm warming up. And they were like, that's what we're going to put on.
It also sounds like a Zatarain's commercial or something. Just like, it's a weird...
Everything really about this song sounds like a fucking commercial to me.
I thought that was like very Matchbox 20.
Oh,
yeah,
it's so derivative.
Yeah.
Can you just play the top of that when the guitar just isn't? It's like.
Yeah. When she smiles.
Yeah. Like what the fuck is happening? And then it's like this other guitarist is like, "Hang on, I got this, Craig." Like,
yeah, they're like, "I don't know what to." It's like, no. Someone get in there and fucking like, play.
That scene is Freaky Friday when Lindsay Lohan's mom is actually playing. I'm like, this, you don't, whoever was given the solo doesn't know how to play guitar.
Wow.
They got an advance from the record company and were like, we are going to go crazy. We're going to have blues in this song. It's going to be an anthem for sure. And then this is the only part they give them.
Which is just like another way that I'm like, oh God, you sound so white. Like,
yeah.
Like, I'm like, this sounds like you're literally tuning. Like, this doesn't sound like fucking music, bro.
You're trying to sell me some Uncle Ben's rice. All right.
This is the story of a girl. A pretty face she hid from the world.
Wait, I have to play the next part, though.
Girl. That's my favorite part.
That was my favorite part, too.
Yeah. That's the best part. This is
story of a girl.
Just waiting one beat. Yeah. And also, like, this is the first time he's mentioning what she looks like.
Like, and also, like...
Is it really?
Oh, yeah. Like, this is the, like, the only little compliment he's given her the entire fucking song.
Right.
All he said is he loves her when she smiles, and then he's like, her hair never looks the same, her clothes never look the same, she has holes in her shoes, she talks all the time, but she hid her pretty face. And I go, oh, that's nice. Okay, that's a little nice. Although it is like the male gaze, but it's a little nice.
Whose pretty face she hid from the world.
I'm just thinking about like the One Direction song.
You don't know you're beautiful?
Yeah, yeah. When it's like, she knows.
The first line being, you're insecure, is such a fucking like, fuck you.
Yeah, yeah. This is story of a... Girl.
I do love how they take it's that so one funny. Beat, though. It's crazy, too, that this is so derivative of every other band that was popular at the time, and yet it still managed to become a hit.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Because it's like going to a restaurant that you love, and then it's like, well, we have a new burger, and it's similar to the one you like, but we added cheese. And it's like, oh, hell yeah.
Well, I'll probably like that, too.
Yeah. I love cheese.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm also not surprised they're a one-hit wonder. There's nothing unique about this song.
I am a little surprised they're a one-hit wonder just because I feel like when... I guess I'm always surprised that a one-hit wonder can exist because I just think, like, what are the rest of your songs even like that they couldn't... You couldn't just do this again.
That.
Wow, long.
I feel like I'm in...
Jesus.
Oh,
yeah.
Still going.
No, it goes. I wish, like, the electric, like, guitar from before came back for the end. Just like a...
Yeah.
It felt like the... Like you hear it on the radio and they immediately go back to, like... And that was Absolutely by 9 Days. Listen to KCRW, The Flash.
KCRW,
the second time I've done this on air. I always say KCRW when I need a go-to radio... Radiohead.
Jason Bentley
God
would never do us dirty like that.
Well,
please.
I don't even know who that is.
I feel like that song should have had like a good like 2000s fade out, you know? Like they could have just kept doing the chorus and then we just faded out.
Oh, yes.
Instead of that like bam bam stadium rock.
Well, that's
it's kind
it's
of
an
like
anthem.
You know what's a little bit reminding me of? Dave Matthews Band.
Really?
I have no frame of reference besides Crash Into Me, so I guess.
Well, you gotta listen to the other tunes.
No, thank you. they currently have a 0% hit rate with me. I'm not gonna dive back into the pool.
Well,
are we ready to get to the punch-up?
Oh, I'm so ready.
Yeah.
So the one thing I'd like to say is that this a little bit makes me sound like I hate men. And I want to say in my defense, I do have a dad and a brother. So.
Yeah.
Sure.
As a daughter of a father, a sister.
And a sister of a brother.
Yeah.
Sure.
Just remember that.
I mean, I'll keep it in mind, but, you know, I'm going to take this one personally.
I'm excited because I hate men.
I'm excited because I'm on the fence and I might need some convincing one way or the other.
This is the story of a girl who cried a river and drowned the whole world. And while she looks so sad in photographs, I absolutely love her when she smiles.
Wish you had a smiling girl of your own? Well, now you can find one with HeHarmony, dating app designed specifically for men. Fellas know that nothing knocks a smoking hot 10 down to a soggy bottom 3 like depression, which is why on HeHarmony, no sad chicks allowed. Never again will you have to worry about your girlfriend turning into a dog-faced uggo for an entire hour after she stopped crying, because these women are always smiling. All the time.
I love this.
When she smiles.
Every woman on HeHarmony is rigorously vetted through a board-certified psychiatrist, ensuring that she's extremely medicated, so you can be sure that every woman on this website will absolutely put up with your shit. With a smile. After all, it's your God-given right to be the biggest problem in your girlfriend's life. We can't legally guarantee they'll be cool or DTF, but we can guarantee that they won't have the audacity to relax their face, especially in public. HeHarmony.
It's not a gay thing. I was really hard not to like blow my load, and you guys could be like, sounds like a commercial. I was like, oh yeah, it does, doesn't it?
It really sounds like a commercial.
That was fantastic. And it's a perfect commercial song, and this proves it.
It's either a commercial or like the hit in American Pie, but I don't really like American Pie.
I now that I am hearing it in the framing that you've given it, I am just picturing like a white room with men just like crossing their arms at looking at women, just, and then they smile and they start like nodding their heads like, now it's good.
That's just honestly how this song feels to me.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm just sensitive, but the second I listened to it, I was like, this doesn't feel like a safe space.
No, this is not a safe space. Don't let them fool you.
I feel like it really doesn't help that pause before When She Smiles just accentuates, like, this is the most important thing to think about with this song. It's like, need that smile.
Oh, super conditional.
Yeah.
If she's smiling, I like her. When she's sad, it's like, oh, I didn't sign up for this shit. Right.
Yeah.
I wonder how differently this song would feel. I mean, I said this before, but if he just said when she's happy. Because I think just the fact that, like,
even then, though.
No, but I know, but I'm saying, like, it's such a thing that you don't tell women to smile that this is, like, it's such an unfortunate thing for this.
Because, like, smiling is about her physical appearance.
Right. Yeah.
Whereas happiness is, like, it's still fucked up because she should be allowed to feel emotion.
Exactly.
But it's more like, it's just, you know, like, I like when she's happy. I like being around her when she's happy, which is still fucked up. But the smile is... I like her when she's hot.
Is it time for a punchable dance?
I think it is. You can't punch this.
That's the whole thing.
That's the whole thing.
Jill, our guest of honor, will you please kick us off with your unpunchable jam?
What do I?
Yeah, I was like, did you explain what this is?
I did, but apparently bitch forgot. It's the it's the song that you don't think can be punched up. It's as good as it could possibly get.
Oh, God. I meant to prepare this.
It can also just be a song that you've been listening to a lot lately, and you're like, I love this song a lot.
You know what I will say from this era? This is actually a tiny bit after, but what is a perfect song? Probably one of the most perfect pop songs in history.
What?
Top five.
What?
Potential Breakup Song by Ally and AJ.
Ooh, I remember liking that song, but I couldn't tell you like any of the lyrics of it right now.
Like, great production, lyrics, sure. Ally and Slay J.
Top five, though.
I don't know.
Are you more
of
an Ally or an AJ?
Slay J, for
sure. Are they Disney girls?
Yeah.
They were Disney girls?
Or I think Ally, or one of them was like straight up on...
Like Phil of the Future.
Yes. And then the other one... Was.
I'm just a teensy bit.
I think Ally was.
I think I'm like, really? I missed this by like 2 years, I think.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because I don't know. I remember Smart House.
Well, it wasn't that.
Great movie.
It's Johnny Tsunami.
Yeah, okay. that's a thing.
For sure.
You're naming things that have been on TV at some point in
Disney
time.
Disney Channel Originals.
DCOMs.
Well,
you
have
guys remember
heard...
Rugrats? 50 years ago.
Oh my God. Debbie just keeps increasing how long ago it was.
It was 50 years ago.
It really does feel like it was 50 years ago.
Hey, that's no one ever does. So
which
potential...
is like a very fun way of saying like it's not, but I'm gonna make you think it is. Thanks, Demi. That
potential
sounds like a
breakups.
Great pick.
Yeah,
I look forward to laying it in post and listening to it.
Also, all of Pink's Misunderstood album.
I had that one.
Is that the one with Get This Party Started?
No, that was her first.
Okay.
Whatever
because
that was on.
I remember Get This Party Started being like my favorite song for a full year and just being like, this is the fucking coolest. And I had like the edited version and I was just like, ooh, she says ass and it's cut.
Ass.
That's like kind of cool of you as like a straight man to be like openly into Pink.
My tastes have never been cool.
Yeah, but at that age though.
Well, my first CD was the Powerpuff Girls soundtrack.
But when you're that age, you like love and accept music like that, and then it's only like... It's in your, like, teen years or, like, preteen where people start being like, you're gay. So that's when you start being like, I can't like female pop stars anymore.
Well, that's when I started going like, no, I'm not. I'm listening to them because I want to fuck their voices.
I had definitely, like, the opposite experience because I was like, I love these songs so much. And everyone was like, too much. And I was like,
I'm not gay. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
My unpunchable jam is a song that I've been listening to like on loop for the last 3 days, and it's Gloria by Laura Branigan.
What?
How does that go?
You've heard it before, for
I'm
sure.
I'm sure I've heard that. Yeah, what made you think of that song?
It was on the iTanya soundtrack, and I've been listening to that a lot. And then I picked that one out, and I was like, fuck, this song is such a great disco.
It's like 70s jam?
I want to say 80s, yeah. But it's just, it's a perfect song. And like the structure of it is weirdly, like, it's unconventional for that era, but it's not unconventional, really. Right. And I didn't realize, but it's a cover of a song by a guy named Umberto Tozzi. So,
is he like a samba guy?
No, I think he's an Italian disco guy.
Ooh,
yeah. Italo disco.
Euro disco boys.
Yeah.
But oh, that sounds cool. I'm excited to listen to that one.
I've been like dancing around my living room instead of working, just singing like all the voices in your head. Ooh. It's her voice is so good.
The best thing is, you're a really good dancer. Wow.
Thank you. And yes.
So if your roommate's home, he's getting a show.
No, my roommate is not home, hence me doing it in the first place.
Oh, nuts. I just had a vision that maybe, like, he was making dinner and you were just, like, dancing a disco by yourself in the corner.
Yeah.
It was fun for a minute while it lasted.
It was a fun. I'm sorry to take that from you.
It's all right. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine. We can talk about it off air. It's fine.
What about you?
I would say my Unpunchable Jam is a song I've kind of never taken out of rotation since it came out, which is weird. And it is Sprawl 2, Mountains Beyond Mountains by Arcade Fire. I don't know why. It's just like, maybe it's because I'm from like an island and now I live in a huge city, but like,
maybe
strikes a fucking chord with me. And I used to hate the tone of her voice. I don't know why. It was so, it just used to kind of irritate me.
It's so different from what Arcade Fire usually is that I think I understand that.
But it just took I don't know. There was a moment in which it just flipped for me and all of a sudden I didn't crave it.
Yeah.
I need to hear that song all the time. And I agree with the words, and I love the words.
Oh, you've never heard it?
I've never listened to Arcade Fire at all.
Ooh.
The anti-hipster.
No, I say this all the time. I insist on it. I only like garbage pop music. Like, I'm
shocked you didn't choose a Little Mix song.
I didn't know it could be that recent.
It can be anything.
You can choose a whole album.
Well, you can't choose a whole album. Because he's going to playlist. But someone did choose Dave Matthews Band, so nothing is off limits now.
Oh, yeah. That really fucked us up.
Power by Little Mix is probably the greatest song that exists.
Ooh, okay. So is that your Unpunchable Jam? You can have two. Why not?
Or you can change yours. You want to retract and redact. And...
Yeah, I'm going to retract and redact.
Ooh,
a first.
It's not a first, but...
A third. I don't know.
I'm
going to
say Power by Little Mix is the best song that exists.
I've never heard that one. I've never heard Little Mix.
It's the funniest song in the world. The lyrics are so bad.
I always confuse Little Mix with Fifth Harmony, and that's just because I don't...
I do too.
You got to pick. Don't you understand that you have to pick one? No one can like both.
Jill, where can people find you on the internet?
Well, in my cave, which is twitter.com/jillboard, like billboard, but with a J.
Ooh.
The cave.
That's a good pun.
It's really not. I made it in college because I had a music blog in college called Jillboard, and some things you can never take back, like when you get verified on Twitter and you can't change your name.
Yep. Mm. That's true.
So people always think my last name is Bored, but it's Gutowitz.
I know, it's a fun one. I love saying your name.
Really?
Well, first of all, because my BFF Jill, or like, I sometimes, in my head, I sing your name to the tune of the Bill Nye the Science Guy theme song, because it rhymes.
Jill.
It's very fun for me. Great. I'm sure you're sick of it, but for me, it's very fun. But Gutowitz rolls off the tongue. It's
just really doesn't.
It Gutowitz. Sounds like got a blast. Like, Gutowitz!
When I was in fourth grade, when I was in fourth grade, I ran for treasurer.
Ooh.
And my slogan was vote for Jill because she's got the guts and she's got the wits.
Nice.
See, you were born to be a writer.
Guts to wits.
I've always wanted to reprise that.
You should. Yeah. You should run for president of the United States of America.
I really should.
A good slogan will take you far.
Yeah.
I want a woman for president, but I especially want a gay woman for president. A gay Jewish woman.
Let's check off three boxes at once.
Yeah.
And then never again, as history has shown.
Well, let's not get into that, because I will cry on air. Anyway, okay. Demi, where can people find you?
You can find me on Twitter at Justin Bieber. New name.
Yeah.
New tweets.
And if you want to check out Justin Bieber's old tweets, you can go to @ElectroLemon.
Yes, Justin Bieber's old terrible tweets are online at @ElectroLemon.
Actually, you should definitely check Demi's Twitter out, because he spends literally hours and hours and hours making videos that he only posts on Twitter.
Let's I don't like the framing of that.
Please validate
sad,
him.
Dude.
Oh, it's very sad. And by the time this is out, I'm sure I will have done something new stupid.
No, they're amazing. They're such a treat. I think it's everyone on the internet's favorite thing.
Oh, that's certainly not true. I don't think Donald Glover or Will Smith like it very much.
I am sure they do.
Miel, where can people find
at
you?
At Miel. Or Miel Monster, if Miel was taken.
Yeah.
And otherwise, you can find us at Punch of the Jam everywhere.
Yep.
And if you want to, we're playing South by Southwest with this.
We are. Place. Yeah, we're doing a show at South by Southwest. If you want to see the details for that, check our Twitter. It's going to be our pinned tweet until it is no longer applicable. And we're also doing a UCB show, which is probably past as the time that this has come out. But we'll also tweet about that.
We'll tweet about everything. Follow us at Punch of the Jam.
Yes.
Jill, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you
for having me.
Of course. Thanks, everybody.
Yep. Have a good day.
Bye, bitch.
Have a good day.
Have a good day.
Well, I hope you listen to this in the morning.
Okay, that was
Punch the Jam.
Punch
the Jam.
Hey.
Punch
the
Jam.
Punch
the Jam.
This is the end of the show.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.